This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How confident are you in the outcome of the election 41 days from today? How confident are you Donald J. Trump will be reelected president of the United States? I think my confidence level has grown about every day as we've drawn closer and closer and closer. I tend to agree with the president himself that unless there are shenanigans with the mail-in vote in a ballot harvesting and everything else, he'll be fine. But he also added to that, one way you can prevent against any shenanigans on vote fraud is how? A big margin of victory. Right? So if you have a big margin of victory, then voting fraud, you know, the voter fraud, the games they play, they don't have enough votes. They can't pull a Al Franken in Minnesota, where they literally stole a Senate seat from Norm Coleman. Stole it from him. Declared the winner, and then, what was it, a day or something later, they find 400 ballots in a trunk somewhere. Oh, we forgot to deliver these. Yeah, here you go. Oh, okay.
Well, you know, Scott, in my defense, not going to people like me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. We have this first hour open to find out what is on your mind, to answer that question, and you can radio graffiti me on anything else you'd like to talk about. We love it when, you bring things to the table that we have not thought of, so bring it on. We'll do it. We did not get to the opposite argument against. We played the folks that were against a mask mandate for the Fargo City Commission yesterday, but we did not get to the folks that were in favor of it, that supported it, and that was Black Lives Matter. I had a contingent of folks there that had kind of a weird display going. When their leader got up to smoke, they all stood. It's kind of a North Korea thing. I don't know what that is, a little odd, but anyway, they were the key supporters of a mask mandate yesterday. Our own Steve Hallstrom talked to Desi Fleming, who is the head of Fargo Cass Public Health, earlier, and said, why do you believe that we are returning to a higher threat level right now? What's the data? Well, the cases are up. Okay, are the hospitalizations up? No. Are the deaths up? No. So there's more cases. Who are the cases? Between the ages of 17 and 24. All right, so college kids are back on campus. They're getting tested for free, so a lot of them get tested every day. It's a high test count. And, yes, you're going to find cases within that high test count, but they're 17 to 24-year-olds, so therefore they have, we've not had, have we had a death in North Dakota below under 20? I don't think we have.
I don't think so.
One issue that was a drug overdose in the 20s, but, wasn't obviously related to COVID. Got labeled that initially, but that got cleared up. So this, Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, West Fargo, Grand Forks alarm about higher cases, I'm not so sure is that alarming. I don't think it's anything different than what we've been doing. And the virus is taking its course. So I have a conversation scheduled later today with Governor Doug Burgum. That'll air tomorrow on the program. We also have Michelle Bachmann on the program tomorrow to talk about the return. The return. If you go to thereturn.org, you will find out more about that effort. Michael Lindell has told us about it. Michelle Bachmann has told us about it. There's going to be quite the day in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. 200,000 people on the mall, over a billion online participating. Big event, so we'll learn about that tomorrow. Also on the program today, we're going to check in with the University of Mary. They have a brand spanking new School of Engineering, and we were there for some of the initial conversations about that ramping up. Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners touring the school as an engineer himself. Never forget that. Just inspired by the philosophy behind the School of Engineering and how they produce some incredible leaders for the engineering fields. So they have a new facility now, thanks in part to the generosity of Energy Transfer Partners and Kelsey Warren. So we're going to find out a little bit about how all that is going today on the program with Terry Pilling. We're also going to talk to Dr. Todd Schaefer about the Freedom Award. Do you know about the Freedom Award? It was announced this past Monday. Dr. Todd Schaefer specializes in military and sports medicine at Sanford Health. Neat deal. We'll tell you about that today on the program, too. First hour, however, whatever is on your mind. Also, I forgot Kelly Armstrong next hour. Congressman Kelly Armstrong joins us top of the next hour. Okay? So look forward to that as well on what's on your mind. Here is how you contact us, and we'd like you to do that. Todd, you want to do the countdown so I say it nice and slow? And
five,
I'm going to say the number.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Seconds. 800-228-0550. Those are the golden tones of Todd the Radio God, Mitchell, who's here. Kevin Flynn is here. Dan the Man's answering the phone. We got Leah Backstrom with all of our social media. Leah, do we have the interview up with John Pence? We do. Okay, the nephew of Mike Pence was in town yesterday. We sat down with him, did an interview. It was interesting. Nice young man, and fascinating to find out a little bit more about Mike Pence, things you don't necessarily hear, and also what they do to motivate their voters. And I heard some numbers that blew my mind. Another reason I think the president's going to win. Blew my mind. As far as the amount of volunteers they have. It's phenomenal. It really is. And what they're doing is actually door knocking. I mean, they do, when they say voter contact, they go to your door. So a lot of things like that you don't necessarily hear about, inside the campaign, but I think that one's pretty important. So that interview is up. I'll share that as well on my Facebook page and tweet it out too, but it's up on currently right now our AM 1100 The Flag page. So Todd, maybe you want to share that on K-Fire, and sure. I'll do the same on mine, and then people can get it everywhere. I'd like you to hear that interview. One question I do have today for the audience: how confident are you about the outcome of this election? I talk to people all the time. I'm nervous. I don't know. None of that does any good. It's to be anxious, to be hand-wringing, to be, just none of it. Just makes zero sense. So, number one, I just tell you from a perspective of your own mental health and physical health and well-being, don't go there. Number two, there's plenty of reasons to be excited. Did you see the crowd last night in Philadelphia? I'm sorry, Pittsburgh? They were in Pittsburgh last night in the president. I have a picture of that on my Facebook page, too, an aerial photo.
Yeah.
Take a look at that and compare it to the six circles that are at a Biden event. Okay, you're over there. Now you got to go good 50 feet away. Well, his new deal now is wear a mask and be 50 feet from anybody. You know what that is? Made-for-TV Joe is what that is. He's trying to appeal to the people that are super freaked out from COVID.
I got Trump at 310 electoral votes and winning the popular vote.
Nice
write
number.
It down.
Nice number. I think it'll be higher, but it's a nice number.
All right, we'll set the over-under at 312.
Nice number. And, look, everybody should do what they feel they need to do with COVID. There's no, I don't begrudge anybody. I think you get the facts, you decide for yourself how you want to address this. That's America. That's freedom. We've had viruses before. We've had pandemics before. That's what you do, okay? So, God bless you. That's what you're doing. I'm frustrated like a lot of people are for a lot of reasons. I direct most of that ire at China. It's a weapon that came from them. I don't direct it at Donald Trump. And you only direct it at Donald Trump if you're Joe Biden or you're a Trump hater. Because I don't think there's any question looking at the actual facts. Just look at the fact that we're talking about vaccines. Johnson & Johnson came out today at clinical trials starting. I mean, nobody's seen anything like that before. Do you think if Barack Obama does that? Has this pandemic, we move that fast? No. He'd rely on government to do it. This president relied on the private sector to do it. Dang important. Dang important. So anyway, I'm kind of curious what your enthusiasm level is like as well. So Let's go to the phones here. And we'll start in Fargo, North Dakota, and in Christian's line three here. Go ahead, Christian, you're up.
WZFG 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead. By the way, I'm just disgusted this morning. Michael Bloomberg has been reportedly been giving billions of dollars to felons in Florida so they will vote for Mr. Biden. Have you heard
about this? Yes, I have. It is an incredible story. If you've not heard about this, I'll outline it after the break here. But, Christian, you're exactly right. It's disgusting. And, by the way, I believe it's against federal law. So somebody better stop it.
It's against everything we stand for in this country.
Yeah, the quick cliff notes on it is he gives money to get felons who can't get out of jail until their restitution is paid. He pays what it takes, their fines or whatever, to get out of jail, so they get out of jail, and then they can vote. Michael Bloomberg in Florida. This is the games they play. Thank you, Christian.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on One Saturday Morning, brought to you by our friends at Potlatch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's right. Right there in Bismarck and Potlatch Chevy Buick GMC. In the Valley City as well. Today, there is a truck at the Valley City store. It has equal parts muscle and good looks. It's kind of what they say about Todd. Have you noticed about
that? Oh, yeah, many times.
Yeah, equal parts muscle and good looks.
Killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, right. Anyway, it's a 2016 Chevrolet Colorado midsize pickup, crew cab Z71 package. Got a 3.6 liter V6 engine, so it gets great mileage. Mid-20s on the highway. You can pull a boat or a camper. It's a nice, sharp bronze color. 78,000 miles. Backup camera. Great sound system. On the lot right now. $25,995. Today only. If you tell me you heard about it from us, you drive it home for $24,997. Stop in at 721 West Main in Valley City or go online to PucklichValleyCity.com to find out more. 800-401-4352. PucklichValleyCity.com. And Pucklish.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 800-228-0550, 701-228-0550. Is that slow enough, Tom? Everything okay?
He said 701-258-0550. 800-228-0550.
One more time.
But it was slow enough.
One number, 800-228-0550. There we go. And also, you can text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd, 701-226-8503. All right, texter says, I'm confident in the outcome of the election, but not so confident in all the outcome of all the liberal lawsuits that will happen afterwards.
Yeah.
We have a solution for that. Big vote margin. Nothing to sue about. Texter says, thank you for actually analyzing the numbers related to COVID and looking at the meaning behind them rather than just looking at the case count and deaths related to COVID. I think if other media outlets in the government would look at the numbers and report them the way you do, a lot of fear and panic surrounding the virus would be alleviated. One of the nicest things anyone's ever said about us here on the program. And isn't that bizarre that we in the media would actually look at the numbers, all of the numbers, and analyze them. When this whole thing started, when the big fear was there, I had a sister-in-law on a ship, on a cruise ship. They came into Oakland, do you remember that? And they had to stay at Oakland for like 2-3 days, and then finally they let them,
yep,
the plane, and then they quarantined them,
yep,
for 14 days. Now, my sister at the time was... A sister-in-law was fighting cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
She had to get to treatments. They wouldn't let her do it. She had
number
to stay
of cruise ships,
in
yeah.
quarantine.
Yep.
Okay. Ultimately, she got, you know, back home, went to Mayo and got her treatment, and sadly, she died on her birthday in the last few weeks, and we don't have her with us anymore. But she went through quite the ordeal there, and I remember at the time. You know, you were like, what is going on? I mean, this is when COVID is just starting. So the thought they had in your head is that, I mean, there is COVID everywhere in this ship, and these people are, you know, been walking around the ship, this petri dish, all together for how many days and weeks, right? And, you know, they get off, and then they, yeah, you got to stay in your cabin, but, you know, they knock on your door when there's food or whatever. One death out of that whole ordeal. One death. There were very, very few deaths. Now, why in the world somebody didn't look at that and say, okay, how many people here on this ship, how many cases of COVID, how many got it, what happened, what are the, you know, they didn't. It didn't happen. I don't know. So then we went into sort of more and more freakout mode. And you know what? Early on, it made a lot of sense. When you saw what happened in Italy, when you saw what happened in New York, flooding hospitals. Folks, do you know we have 3,000 some beds in North Dakota right now? Over 3,000 hospital beds. Do you know how many COVID patients there are in the hospital?
Seven?
No, there's more now. I think it's like 80.
Okay.
But, I mean, 80 out of 3,000, okay? And it's gone up and it's gone down and, you know, it happens. I mean, I've talked to 80-year-olds that were in the hospital and got out. So, it, you know, the number one number you got to look at is the mortality rate. How many people who get it die? And we know that people with pre-existing conditions are the vast majority of the deaths. Whether they died from COVID or whether they died from something else, we'll never know. Protect those folks. Be careful, folks, if you're in that category. But otherwise, exactly right. This texter's exactly right. Look at the numbers. Crying out loud. Okay, back to the phones. Mike in McLeod. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. How's everything going today?
Well, good. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. It's a beautiful day in the world, to tell you what.
Are you confident that Donald Trump wins the election like I am? Are you confident? Are you feeling at peace with it?
We do. If all of us do our work, we're going to win this one for Donald. Yes, we will. But it's just like 4 years ago. All kinds of doubt out there, all kinds of bad statistics, all kinds of bad polls. We have to make sure our people vote and get our friends to vote. That's what we have to do.
No, it's,
I got a couple of items here. You know,
you can be confident, but you can't rest. You're exactly right. Do everything
you
can.
One big thing is all of our friends out in California, I got relatives there. I got friends out there. You probably do, too. We have to make sure everybody votes, complete the job. You know, so many times in California, the news comes on, oh, we've already declared a winner. And then so people just stay home and they don't vote. It's very important for all of our Republican friends out west, if there are any in Washington and Oregon, too, and, of course, all the ones in California, vote, because we don't want to give the popular vote to Biden. Okay, he might still win the popular vote and lose the electoral vote, and then it's the same old Hillary argument. Oh, we got to change this. We got to make it so the popular vote decides the president. No, that's not what's in the Constitution. That's not what the founders decided. So we have to
Good
make
point.
Sure we complete the job.
Good point. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. I failed to tell you a little more on the Michael Bloomberg scam. $16 million he's raised in an effort to help convicted felons in Florida register. The Florida Rights Restoration Coalition estimated Bloomberg's fundraising push has already paid off monetary obligations for 32,000 felons. Florida passed a law in 2018 reinstating voting rights for felons that dictated they could register only if they pay all fines, fees, and restitution, sometimes totaling more than $1,000 owed to the government. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Florida last week, ruled to uphold the law. There is some argument that it's against federal law. So we're not done with that one yet. Leon in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Bring it on.
Hey, Scott. You know, whenever I see a picture of Todd, I think the same thing. He is the perfect mesh between bronze and beauty. I got a picture of him hanging up in my truck.
Yeah, I would, too. Equal parts muscle and good looks. Yeah, we've got that down. We're going to put that on the poster. I love it. Leon. Love it.
Well, what I called in to talk about, it, you know, besides Todd Bond, is the fact the music.
Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Let not your heart be troubled because
that's not going to be the note this call goes out on. That would be crazy.
We're going to let you talk about masks. I also have, if we could get the clip ready of the grand leader of the BLM folks and his little 2-minute speech before the Fargo City Commission. I promised I'd play that. It'd be a good time to play it, and we'll let Leon comment. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe did not reach out to me. I reached out to him and told him that I wanted to do this.
The widow of Republican Senator John McCain, Cindy McCain, discussing why she's chosen to back former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden this November. McCain saying this morning she hopes other Republican women will do the same.
I hope that women particularly take a look at what's going on and the fact that I have stepped forward and decided to do this. I hope they will maybe take a different look and take a harder harder look at the race and perhaps step over the line the way I did.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lying in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today after passing away at 87 last week. A private ceremony being held for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will then be held until 10 o'clock Eastern tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's no blues.
Yeah.
We have no blues here. We're all red. We're all red and we're all excited for Election Day. If you have a hankering for some Swedish meatballs today, I can help you out because my friends at PetroServe USA have some great specials today that include home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. So if you're cruising I-94, peel into Valley City's exit 292 there to the PetroServe USA for Swedish meatballs or lasagna. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, they're going Swedish meatballs too today. So that's worth a little detour off of 94 or 29 at West Main Avenue in West Fargo for Swedish meatballs. You love that. You buy two fresh-made cookies today, you get one free too. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, back to Leon in Fargo. The floor is yours.
Well, what I was going to say is what I got out of that meeting on Monday is Marxists love mandates. They absolutely do. John Strand brought these guys together, One Fargo and BLM here, and he's pushing for this mandate, this mask mandate, even though some people opposed to it pointed out the fact that it would be ineffective because you would have these special cutouts. You'd have people like me that would go into a store and say, well, I got asthma, and you wouldn't have to wear a mask. It doesn't matter, though. They want the mandate. That's what they're all about. Marxists love mandates. And the fact that he would pack that meeting with BLM supporters shows you that they are using this organization to push their own agenda. And this is John Strand that I'm talking about. The city council member, John Strand.
Yeah, and you are exactly right. That's what happened. That's what it was all about. And let me just play you, and I want your reaction to this, to the individual that led the effort. And clearly there was collaboration with John Strand and Black Lives Matter and trying to push this. First of all, have you ever seen Black Lives Matter testify on, you know, masks before? You know, I mean, now they're on the COVID thing. I mean, this is the very same group that was duped with all kinds of thugs, you know, positioning bricks and destroying buildings in downtown Fargo. Now they're lovey-dovey with the city council member? Scary to me, but here's what the leader said. I'm curious what you think of this.
It's been 4 months now. Mayor Mahoney is West Philomay. Just a heads up.
Thank you.
He, him pronouns. COVID-19 is real. I have to be honest that I am a bit hesitant with a mandate, but if it ends up saving a single life, I am all for it. At the least, we should make them mandatory in our most critical public places like grocery stores, post offices, and yes, government buildings. It is time to place science above privilege. It is time to place the lives of our people over profit. Several people have been allowed to speak directly into this mic without a mask, which means that others now have to risk their lives to have their voices heard. You've tried the encouragement route. Unfortunately, your voices will never be louder than our president, who consistently gathers people without masks and social distancing. Encouragement will never work when Commissioner Garrick vehemently opposes masks. Just look around this room. It is time for our leaders to take lead and take action. Sometimes the people you lead may not always agree with the decisions you make, but if you have the best interest of the people at heart, in the end, the outcome will reflect this. Wearing masks is a preventative measure, not a cure. That window is closing. Lastly, it's not lost on me that special accommodations were made to this meeting to have people heard. But when we asked for our voices to be heard in the meeting regarding the police chief selection, we were silenced. Thank you.
All right. So there was the wine fest there. Your thoughts on that, Leon?
Leon Francis, he, him, macho, alpha male. I just want to say that if you got to tell people that you are he, him, then maybe you should, step back from the estrogen shot. I mean, my God, what kind of society have we turned into? And I love the fact that he says he's hesitant about mandates and then pushes full bore for a mandate that will be ineffective. My son and like 30 of his UND football friends, a couple of them dropped my topper and broke the window, but I'm not mad about that anymore. But the reason I bring them up is they all caught COVID. They all tested positive for COVID, and we never even knew it. My son is healthy as a bull. He eats like a horse. And to look at him, you would have never known he had COVID. Yet they want us all masked up. When in the history of mankind have we quarantined an entire population to protect the minuscule point of a percentage of vulnerable people? You don't do that. What you do is you protect the minority by quarantining them. Now, if you have some comorbidity or some underlying issue with your health, then you take those precautions and we will help you. I'm all for that. I'll bring you food. I'll fill your gas tank up, whatever you need. But don't ask me to put a mask on my face or a face covering, which does absolutely nothing just to further your virtue signaling.
It's to the point now where really it's just about, and people are even admitting it's about making people feel better. I had a conversation with someone who was a respiratory therapist 30 plus years, and said, look, we've never worn masks for a droplet virus. It makes no sense. It can't do it. This is a respiratory therapist. And she saw her boss wearing one and said, hey, well, you know that this doesn't do any good. And she said, well, it's just to calm people down. It's just to, it make people feel comfortable. So that's what we've come to now, as you say, virtue signaling. I'm not mocking anybody that decides to wear one. I think it's, if you feel more comfortable doing it, do it. I just don't think we should run around telling people they have to, and it's mandated with zero evidence that it is scientifically going to do one lick of difference. That's the thing.
Scott, I'm offended because you didn't use your pronouns. I can't do this, man.
I'm incapable.
All right, Macho Man.
See you, Macho Man. Here's another Macho Man who made mention of the fact that the new thing for Joe Biden on the campaign trail is to wear a mask. All right? And here's what the president said about that in Philadelphia last night. Let's roll this. How come you can't hear that?
I don't know. Yeah, unmute
what?
It's unmuted.
Sounds good.
Wide open.
We'll check it. Yeah. I'll check it.
My people will talk to your people. We'll figure that out. Let's see here. Who's next? Scott Linetta.
So Leon's son eats like a horse. Is he using a feed bag? And then, therefore, is he wearing a mask?
I don't know. You have to ask him. Scott Linetta, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, hi. I just kind of got a question for all the listeners out there. And this guy kind of set the stage. It's great. You guys have been talking over the last few days, and this COVID thing, We got statistics that have changed. Like you said, I think 2 days ago you said there's no athletes, no UND people, no high school kids that have been hospitalized. Is that right? Did you say that? Somebody said that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. There's been no increase. The rate of hospitalizations is exactly the same. It has not changed. Right. So there's these spikes in Burley and Mandan, in Cass County, in Grand Forks County, but they do not include a spike in hospitalizations. They're the same.
Right, right. So we've got this thing under control. This is nothing more than a flu bug. My question to the listeners out there, I'm a parent of a high school kid that got, he plays football, and now one kid on the team got COVID, so he shut down the season for 2 weeks. It's devastating to these young kids. And it's nothing but a flu bug to them young kids. Like as that guy just said, his college kid, he's a healthy kid. He doesn't even know he had it. And we're what are we doing? I'm asking parents out there, what are we doing to these kids that we don't know what we're doing? The suicide rate, we know we hear it's going up. The depression is going up. And we keep doing this to our kids. For what? And then the CDC comes out and says there's only under 10,000 deaths just COVID. But yet we keep doing the same thing. We keep shutting down the schools. We keep shutting down the country. What's
yeah, we had one of the experts in the Lighthouse last week tell us that the other than a slight spike in April, the total amount of deaths, in other words, people dying from everything in the United States, has stayed exactly the same through this.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Same thing. Same thing in North Dakota. Same thing in North Dakota. Same thing in nursing homes.
So, asking parents out there and people, when is enough going to be enough? When are we going to stand up and say no? No, we're going to open the schools. We're going to let these kids play football. We're going to let them go get educated. I mean, go down the ramp. I mean, okay, people, come on. It's time to wake up and get on the phone or start protesting ourselves, peaceful protests like America's made to do. This needs to stop. What we're doing to our kids is horrible.
I share your passion.
More than, huh?
I said I share your passion. I couldn't agree anymore. I hear you. I've been as animated as you are. It's crazy. We've become sheeple. We're just saying, oh, okay, that's what they want us to do. Okay, that's what he wants to do. Nobody questions. Nobody looks. Data's out there. All you got to do is find it. I mean, nobody's hiding the data. You can actually go look at it. But you got to look at, okay, what is the hospitalization rate? What is the death rate? Okay, cases are up, but it's not more hospitalization. So do we need to shut down, you know, this restaurant or require them to be half as much as they were before and go back to different restrictions? You couldn't be more right. Keep up the fight, and thanks for the encouragement.
What I'm asking people out there is, come on, let's start something. Let's go to the school boards and say, no more. No more. We need to move on. Come on, people. Let's go.
And, you know, I don't put all of this on school boards or on superintendents either. Because you
to make it.
Do you know why, Scott? Because they are held hostage to the public health. Part of the provisions in the school reopening plan is they had to have sign off by the health departments. Well, I know plenty of examples across the state where they wanted to do one thing and they were told they couldn't. They had to do another. So it was the public health folks who again are the same folks.
After them.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I think everybody should be in the room. I don't disagree with one thing you're saying.
People out there, let's get going. Let's set this thing up. Let's go. Let's storm the gate. Let's
open
the gates and say no more.
If you want to join Scott in that effort, all you got to do is text me, and I'll put everybody together, and you can coordinate something and start with the school boards right now, because that's where a lot of the source of the pain is with kids once again having to go through what they've been going through. So give me a text, 701-367-2054. Thanks, Scott. More coming up.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Back to the phones we go. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, where are you at?
Hey, Scott. Today we are over in Fargo, actually, West Fargo over in Horace, doing some bursting over here. We've got a couple different projects going on. We got the HDD division doing some boring, and we're checking out some sewer lines here. Going to see if we're going to reline them or if we're going to burst them and pull some new pipe in there for the customer.
Red Trenchless is your headache-free solution for trenchless residential and commercial drilling technology. And tell us a little bit about trenchless technology. What does that mean?
Basically, trenchless means you're going to eliminate the headache, the mess. You're not going to see all the dirt. The grass won't be tore up. We're going to go below all that stuff. It's very painless, and it's a very quick, easy process.
That means less disruption of traffic, business, of life. So go to reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call for an estimate, 701-204-0404.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Kevin's thinking of dinner tonight. He's kind of trying to get the mood setting.
I clicked the wrong song.
I was going to say, what is this?
I don't know what I was going to get some Eddie Cochran here.
Here we go. Eddie Cochran's a little better. We're back.
I don't know what that was.
What's on your mind?
I apologize.
Brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott and let the good deals roll in, folks. You can keep Eddie going while I'm talking about MyPillow. Sure you can. That's right.
If you're going to do pillows, though, get something like this.
More pillowy music?
Yeah, it makes you feel like sleep.
Maybe the first one I played would be better.
Speaking of sleep, true. The Giza Dream Sheets. 2-for-1 right now, plus free shipping. And I'm telling you, the second you slide into the bed and feel those sheets, you're going to say yes, 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 yes. And you're going to conk right out. You'll be out. 3-inch mattress topper is my favorite deal right now. Starts at $199.49. They have 30% off now with the promo code, and they throw in two pillows. So that's a great deal. Radio listener specials right square in the middle of the site at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott for all the good deals. All right, before I go to Doug in Fargo and Ken in Moorhead, I am going to share the clip from President Trump at the big rally in Pennsylvania. This was last night, right? He does them so often I lose track. I think it was last night. And something he referred to Joe Biden's mask about, and masks in general, which I support the president on this line. Listen.
I'll be honest. He feels good about the mask, and that's okay. You know what? Whatever makes you feel good, he feels good. I mean, honestly, what the hell did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Seriously. The whole deal.
He is nothing if not transparent.
Ouch.
There's no chance Donald Trump hides any thought, right? If they're all, there's no such thing as a nonverbal thought. So yeah, that's kind of nice. You know exactly where your president is at. I didn't know this, but I just looked it up. I guess Biden had a whole bunch of plastic surgery. I guess throughout his career he's kind of done fill in the wrinkle stuff and altered the hairline. Plugs, we knew that, right? That's why Rush calls him Plugs Biden. And then a teeth whitening thing. So, none of which I've done, which is very obvious.
Because
I am the way God made me, and that's the way I'm going to stay. I just, you know, just kind of crazy. Doug in Fargo, you're next. What's on your mind, Doug?
Good morning, Scott.
Morning, sir.
Lord's blessings on you.
Same to you.
Hey, I'm on my way downtown to go before with the 40 Days for Life to be praying for the pro-life. The end of abortion, but I was on my way. I had this thought about the mask. What if we started using the abortionist language against these people who are trying to mandate all this stuff and say, it's my body, it's my choice? And, you know, if they, and so like the Black Lives Matter guy says last night, well, you've got to wear a mask because we might want to save a life. Well, okay, let's think about that. With every successful abortion, there is an end to a life. But if I don't wear my mask, I'd have to do that for a very long time to come anywhere near the number of kids who will die today in downtown Fargo because of abortion. So I say, my body, my choice, I get to choose, and leave me alone. What do you think?
I think you're onto something there. Let's make that case, and maybe you'll get them to think, if nothing else, just a little bit. Get them to think. That's the whole key. Hearts and minds got to change on that issue. This is why we care so much about the Supreme Court. This is why we care so much about who is elected. And Donald Trump has become the most pro-life president in the history of the United States. And for that reason alone, defend innocent life, we got to walk on broken glass for the guy. That reason alone. You know, everything else set it aside. What's more important than ending our slavery of 2022? What is more important than that?
These guys like Strand, they use all this rhetoric. And, you know, I was down last month or when they last time they had the meeting on the mask. And I said, look, I read all the statistics from the North Dakota website and from CDC. I said, you guys are... You are going to where we were months ago. The science says that you wanted us to bend the curve. We did it. You wanted us to get people from having to go into the hospital. We did that. You wanted us to be able to find ways to help the most vulnerable. We've done that. And that the death rate is down. The occurrences are down. The hospitals are clear. So why are we at this point when we've accomplished everything you asked us to do? Why at this point are we actually upping to a higher level as if things were getting worse? It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
I just say, let's use their own rhetoric against them.
Doug, appreciate what you're doing with the 40 Days for Life effort. That's a fantastic national effort that has made a difference in a big way. And it's really complicated. It's 40 days. And you pray for abortion to end many times, actually in front of these death mills that they operate in profit centers.
Scott, did you know that in North Dakota right now, abortion is illegal? It was illegal before Roe v. Wade. The law, the Constitution of North Dakota never changed. And because of the great work of some of our conservative pro-life legislators,
they have put in legislation to guarantee that the day that Roe v. Wade is overturned, North Dakota goes back to its pre-Roe legal status on abortion. Abortion will be illegal the day, the hour, the moment Roe v. Wade is overturned. And we've got to get that so North Dakota can be truly pro-life again.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate the passion on a very important issue. More coming up.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.